CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you as usual by G4NJH. You can find the actual script itself on the RSGB's website and also at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 28th of January 2018. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Prepare for Thinking Day on the air. Two Chinese amateur CubeSats launched. New RSGB EMC committee chairman sought. Thinking Day on the air 2018 will take place over the weekend of the 17th and 18th of February. A list of known stations is displayed on the station list page of the website www.guides-on-the-air.co.uk. There's a form on the page for stations to submit their details to be added to the list and a Yahoo group for exchanging details or arranging skeds. Currently, as well as UK stations, guides and scouts are taking part from Canada, USA and the Netherlands. Please send station details via the website to Lizowl, that's L-I-Z-O-W-L, at gmail.com. On Friday the 19th of January, two satellites carrying amateur radio payloads were launched. Both were developed by amateur students in Hunan province, China. The satellites Quantutong 1 and Xiaoxiang 2 are 6U CubeSats, and they'll be operating in the 435-2400, 5650 and 5830 MHz amateur satellite service bands. 5650 MHz is used for uplinks and 5830 MHz for downlinks. Currently, only the 435 MHz band telemetry beacons are known to be activated. A further three TY satellites using 5 gigs are expected to be launched later in the year. Full details, tinyurl.com/gb2rs-0128a. John Rogers, M0JAV, is stepping down as chairman of the RSGB EMC committee after 7 years in valuable service. The EMC committee helps and advises members who have EMC problems, lobbies, regulators, and guides standards to protect the spectrum. It also investigates emerging EMC threats and updates members on these and other EMC matters. The RSGB are looking for a volunteer who must be an RSGB member to fill the vacancy for an initial period of up to 3 years. To find out more about the role or to apply, please send details of your amateur radio experience to RSGB Board Director Philip Willis, M0PHI, or email m0phi@rsgb.co.uk. I'm sorry, rsgb.org.uk. Two more lectures from the RSGB 2017 convention have been published on the RSGB website. These were a talk by James Patterson, M1DST, on M1N, the middle, a flexible hardware control add-on for your K3 and antenna section for the 6G D Expeditions by Mike Chamberlain, G3WPH. Both of these excellent presentations are available in the convention lectures section of our online video portal www.rsgb.org/video. The RSGB board has agreed to a youth committee proposal to send a UK team to YOTA 2018, which will be held in South Africa. Further details, including how to apply, will be available in due course. Newton Le Willows Radio Club in St Helens, Merseyside, is hosting an RSGB Train the Trainers from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday the 3rd of March. To book a place, contact Lee M0LGL via email m0lgl@nlwarc.co.uk. Have you seen the RSGB's live news page? It brings together main news feeds as well as its regular updates on Facebook, Twitter and YouTube in one easy-to-find place. You don't need a social media account to see it, just take a look, rsgb.org/live, for more information. Cubetto is a friendly wooden robot that can teach children the basics of computer programming through adventure and hands-on play. On the 18th of February, the National Museum of Computing at Bletchley Park will hold its second Cubetto event. Under parental supervision, it'll explain and explore new modules, blocks and activities that 4 to 7 year olds can undertake to increase their early years' knowledge of basic coding. Whilst the activity itself is free, you will need an entry ticket to the National Museum of Computing. Further details, tinyurl.com/gb2rs-018b for beta. Now, for the details of rallies and events in the coming week, on the 27th of January, the Horncastle Rally takes place at Banovallum School, Morham Road entrance, LN96DA, entry £2. The venue is indoors on one level, with the usual attractions including bacon butties. Free car parking even on site. Details from Tony, G3ZPU, 01507-527-835. The Canvey Radio Rally takes place on the 4th of February at Paddocks Community Centre, Long Road, Canvey Island, in Essex, SS80JA. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. Admittance £3. There'll be trade stands, RSGB bookstall, special interest groups. Catering on site is available. For more details, contact Vic Rogers, G6BHE, 07957461694. To get your rally or event information into future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom, or on the website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Please don't just assume that you already know about your event. Now the DX News compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. Johannes, PA5X, and Gerben, PG5M, are going to activate Ibu Island of the Cabo Delgado District Group, IOTA reference AF061, from the 28th of January to the 5th of February as Charlie 8 X-Ray and Charlie 8 1G for golf. Operations will be on 80 to 10 metres, including 60 metres, CWSSB FT8, QSL 4C81G via PG5M, or Club Log C8X via PA5X. Jean-Pierre, F6ITD, is going to be signing Fox Golf Stroke call sign and TO7D from the 29th of January to the 15th of March from Guadeloupe, NA102. He plans to operate with a focus on the low bands on SSB and FT8, QSL, Logbook of the World, Club Log, OQRS, or Direct. Rick, NE8Z, will be active from Ecuador from the 20th of January to the 10th of Feb. He'll operate CW and SSB on 40 to 6 metres as HC1MD from Tumbaco, Pichincha province, as HC1MD stroke HC2 from Punta Blanca, Santa Elena province, as well as HC1MD stroke HC7 from Papalyacta, Napo province, QSL Logbook of the World Direct to or Direct K8LJG. Herman, HB9CRV, will be active with CU8FN from Flores Island, EU089, from the 22nd of January to the 16th of Feb. He'll operate FT8 on 160 to 10 metres. Herman and Antonio, CU8AS, will participate in the CQ Worldwide 160 metre CW contest as CR2W, QSL 4CR2W and CU8FN to Logbook of the World or HB9CRV Director Bureau. Emmanuel, F5LIT, will be active as YB9 stroke call sign from Bali, OC022, from the 30th of January to the 10th of Feb, operations 20 and 15 metres SSB, QSL via F5LIT and Logbook of the World. Now for special event news, the fifth and final Robin Hood VHF award activity in January will take place on Sunday, the 28th of January, with MX0YHA located in North Yorkshire, SD94 and MX0PHX located in Charnwood Forest, Leicestershire, SK41. Activities will be on 2 metres FM between 10:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. Further Robin Hood award special activities a plan for late February. More information, www.robinhoodradio.uk. Simone, IS0AFM, is using special call sign IR0FOC from Cagliari in Sardinia throughout 2018, celebrating the 80th anniversary of the First Class CW Operators Club. QSL via Logbook of the World, a direct to IS0IFM. II4HRZ will be on the air through February, celebrating the work of Heinrich Rudolf Hertz. Throughout 2018, 12 commemorative radio stations with special call signs will operate in turn throughout the year, each celebrating a specific scientist. Further details and awards, www.arifidenza.it. On Thursday the 1st of February, Welland Valley Amateur Radio Society starts its month-long operation of GB1FWW from Main Street, Great Bowden. More information from Peter D. Rivers, G4XEX, 01858432105. Now for contest news, the CQ Worldwide 160DX contest ends its 48-hour run at 2200 UTC on the 28th of January. Using CW only on the 1.8 megs bands, the exchange of signal report and CQ zone, with US stations sending their state and Canadian stations sending their province. Remember that D-region absorption will render the bands pretty much useless during daylight hours. The Bartek Ritty Sprint ends its run at 1200 UTC on the 28th, using 3.5 to 20 at megs bands the exchange's serial number. On Wednesday the 31st, the UK EICC 80 metre contest takes place from 2000 UTC to 2100 UTC, using CW only on the 3.5 megs band the exchange is your 4-character locator. Next Sunday the 4th of February, the 432 megs AFS contest takes place from 0900 UTC to 1300 UTC. Using all modes on the 432 megs bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA-G3YLA and G4BAO. News last week was the Republic of Kosovo, Z6, had been added to the XCC list of current entities, meant that QSOs with a new prefix were in demand, with Z60A on the air from Pristina until the 4th of Feb, there's been a sudden interest in propagation paths to that country. VOACAP online shows that Z60A should be a fairly easy catch from UK propagation-wise, although the massive pile-ups are causing problems. At around 2,000 kilometres from a central UK, 30, 20 and 17 metres are the favourite bands, sorry about the noise, to contact Z6 during daytime with 90 to 100% probability of the propagation path at times. This falls to 70 to 80% on 15 metres. At night, 80 and 40 metres come into their own, with again a more than 90% chance of a good path. These all depend upon having settled geomagnetic conditions, which were once again badly affected last week by the solar wind from the coronal hole on the sun. The K index rose to 4 on Wednesday evening, and as a result, the BZ component of the interplanetary magnetic field, IMF, pointing south, enabling the solar wind to more easily couple with the Earth's magnetic field. Next week, the NOAA forecast that the solar flux index will be in the range of 67 to 70. And we may expect more unsettled geomagnetic conditions on Sunday the 28th. The rest of the week is predicted to be more settled. At the moment, daytime maximum usable frequencies over 3,000 kilometre path, the most reliable on 20 metres with occasional openings on 17 and 15. VHF and up, the windy weather of recent days caused the really poor tropo conditions during last week's SHF UK activity contest, but it's probably behind us for a while. A mild southwesterly flow from the Atlantic can sometimes provide enhanced tropo conditions, especially if it's accompanied by a region of high pressure nearby over the continent. This is a distinct possibility later this weekend as high pressure builds across France and Germany. The slightly lifted conditions, chiefly in the south, developing over the weekend will probably last until a cold front arrives on Monday night. The midweek period sees low pressure to the east of Britain with a colder northerly flow and a return of flatter conditions, although there could be some rain scatter to the east over the North Sea on the microwave bands. Last part of the week is split between high pressure building again over southern areas towards next weekend and other models keeping the colder showery northerly option. Random meteorites are low this time of year, though no showers due until the Lyrids shower at the end of April. The moon is approaching perigee and it's closest to the Earth on Tuesday. Its declination reaches maximum on Monday, so there should be good EME conditions all this week. And that's it from the propagation team this week. It's all from me also. Until next week.